This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Fellas in the building. A47, not long left in the show, but we thought we'd get Dan on because it's obviously a big day, not only in America, Dan, but I would say the world as well for the justice that's been served in the George Floyd case at the moment.
Yeah, look, I'd argue this is probably one of the biggest news stories in the last decade. And the biggest, I suppose, outcome of this is that the police officer has been found guilty on all three counts, convicted of second and third degree murder and manslaughter.
Huge.
It's huge. And it just goes to show that justice can be delivered. Mm-hmm. Justice can be served.
Yep.
For a long time in this country, we know the injustices that have gone on for black deaths in custody and continue to go on.
Well, that leads me to the question, I suppose, Dan. Does, when we talk about this is huge news for the world, does it change? Will it hopefully change?
Does the world follow?
Us? Yeah.
Well, there's a precedent now.
Yeah. Mm. It's been set.
It's been set. And, I think that George Floyd, while he was a man, it's also become a movement.
Yeah.
It's become a place where people won't put up for this stuff anymore. Like the Me Too movement, it's a call to arms to say enough's enough. We're not going to put up with this any longer, and it's going to filter down to this country too. We saw the numbers come out for the George Floyd Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
I'm again still a little skeptical if that was for our mob because they don't rock up on Invasion Day and they don't any other time, but. Hopefully the winds of change are coming. There's some great articles that are popping up now. In particular, I want to give a shout out to The Guardian, who always do such an amazing job, and they've got rolling coverage and updates going on The Guardian's Facebook page and also website. So check out The Guardian. And I'm going to be speaking to some mob, in particular Danny Tease Johnson from the Courier Mail, to get some of the latest there. But no doubt Bo's going to be stuck in this morning. It's a huge outcome. I don't think anybody really saw that coming. As much as we were hopeful, sitting there and thinking, could this actually happen? I mean, the evidence is right there. It's in your face. We all seen the video. 9 minutes of George Floyd being murdered in front of our eyes while people were screaming, get off him, he's dying.
Well, it's taken a long time for this case to be here, Dan, and it's a lot of work for it to get to here. But the verdict and the jury, they only said it only took them 10 hours to really nut it out. And for a case this huge in the history of not only America but the world of history, and it's a big turning point. For them to take 10 hours, only 10 hours for a decision, I watched this man, I watched the video of him getting up and getting handcuffed. And it sort of like really disturbed me a little bit because he just didn't look like he was scared to go.
Well, he thought he was going to get away with it.
Yeah. He just
and
got
nobody, up. Nobody expected this verdict.
Yeah.
Okay? And especially probably him himself. And, cops will continue to kill people while there's no. While there's no punishment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that they've shown you're going to go away for life if you kill black people, that's the justice system saying just because you're in a uniform and carrying a gun doesn't mean you're...
Well, a powerful position. It's
doesn't
it's
been, make you any
no,
different to anyone
it doesn't.
Else.
And a lot of the times we think police officers are, they're in those positions of power and they take them too far.
Yeah. And if you're out there listening, we're not... cop bashing.
No, we're not
doing that. There's good cops,
there's bad cops,
there are in society, but the bad ones need to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And what happens now is, though, guys, there's an appeals process for Derek Chauvin. So there will be... So we can't sort of, cheer and hoot and holler. Although the verdict's been handed down, he has, I think, three opportunities to appeal. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the justice will be upheld.
And, like you said,
we can cheer and holler when the cell door shuts.
They've set a precedence now, and hopefully this changes life for a very long time.
Derek Chauvin.
So there will be.
So we can't sort of, you know, cheer and hoot and holler. Although the verdict's been handed down, he has, I think, three opportunities to appeal. So look, let's keep our fingers crossed that, you know, again, the justice will be upheld.
And, like you said,
we can cheer and holler when the cell door shuts.
They've set a precedence now, and you know, hopefully this changes life for a very long time.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.